Hi, is this Natasha?
No. This is
Oh.
Jonathan. I have Ms.
Hi.
Valier on the line. I was hoping maybe you could help her out.
Yes, sorry about that. Hi, Miss Valier.
I'm sorry. I'll connect her now. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this Miss Valier?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, good. So my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that to the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate in the NEC baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your baby diagnosed with?
It was diagnosed with NEC.
Okay, the necrotizing enterocolitis. I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
So, were there any injuries that they sustained, like death, ongoing gastrointestinal issues or bowel issues, sepsis, scarring, or strictures in the intestines?
Like he had stomach pains, he was throwing up, green vomiting, bloody stool, and trouble breathing.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
Okay. And there would be medical records at least showing proof of the diagnosis and injuries, at least for the doctor.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you know what year they were diagnosed, the month and year, just best to your knowledge, if you can share
June
like
tw
that?
yeah, I know, I remember.
Okay.
June 23rd, 2024.
2024, gosh, okay. So June 23rd, 2024. And then were they diagnosed before being fed the formula or after?
I think it was after. It was after.
After. Okay. Do you know how long they were fed the formula before being diagnosed?
I guess when I had him, there was, I guess when I had him, until they diagnosed him.
They diagnosed it like the couple days after.
Maybe like 2.5 weeks later.
2.5 weeks later. Do you know how long he was being or she being fed the formula?
From the time from birth, and then I stopped it. I stopped out. They stopped the formula.
After the diagnosis.
Yes. So like,
Okay.
we started having problems like 10 days after the baby formula. So yeah, after 10 days, that's when he started getting, he started getting sick. And I'm
Okay.
sorry.
So it was,
That's what.
and I'm so sorry, is it a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Boy, okay. So he was born, and then after 10 days or so, he was then, or during that time span, the 10 days, he was being fed the formula, and then he was diagnosed.
Yes, and he was
Okay.
diagnosed on June 23rd.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
I know. I'm sorry. And then, do you know what brand of formula was being used?
Oh, yes. I would never forget that brand. Similac.
Similac.
Nesure. N-E-O-S-U-R-E.
Okay. And then do you remember the facility where they diagnosed him?
Yes, ma'am. The Texas Women Hospital, the Woman Hospital of Texas.
In what city?
Houston, Texas.
Houston.
Yes.
Okay, and that's on Fanning Street?
Yes, 7600 Fanning Street.
Okay. Were they born at the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And you said he is still with us, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. And then
yes, ma'am.
You are filing the claim and your mother?
Yes, I'm the mom.
Okay. So you do have authority to sign on behalf of him?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then do you know the gas and the gestational age at birth? Excuse me.
When was he born?
Yeah, like how many weeks?
He was, I'm sorry. He was 32 weeks. He was 7 months.
Okay. And then, so was he diagnosed with the NEC while being at the hospital, or did you guys leave and come back?
Oh, he was already at the hospital. He was already there.
Okay. He's diagnosed at hospital.
Yeah, because he ended up going to NICU.
The NICU. Okay. And then, what is his date of birth?
His date of birth is June 11, 2024.
Okay, and then his age?
He's 4 months. And hold on. I know on the 11th he makes five. I know on the 11th of this month he makes 5 months. So he's 4 months and what, 3 weeks, I think.
Okay. Thank you. And then can you provide a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And then were any other, like, friends, family, loved ones also fed the formula?
And do I know?
Okay.
I just know my baby was.
Okay. And next here we'll go through the injured party information. So you said he was diagnosed with the necrotizing enterocolitis. Can you confirm his gender for me, please?
A male.
Okay, thank you. And then may I have his first name and last name?
Yes, ma'am. His first name is Chris Sean. It's spelled, it's spelled C as in cat, H as in hearing, R as in rabbit, I as in ice, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, W as in Wynn, N as in Nancy, last name Robert, R as in Rabbit, O as in Octopus, B as in Bart, E as in Edward, R as in Rabbit, C as in Tom, S as in Sam, Robert.
Okay, so Roberts is the last name, and then I'm just going to double check spelling of first. It's C-H, R as in Randall, I, S as in Sam, H, A, W, N as in Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Does he have a suffix at all, like junior? Huh?
No. It's like Krishan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. And then he is child. Do you know his social for the medical
yes,
record
ma'am.
Release? Okay. whenever you're ready.
025-77-0208.
And then I'm just going to verify it. It was 025-77-0208.
Yes.
Okay. And then next year we'll go through signer. Can you spell your first name for me?
It's N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, O as in Octopus, S as in Sam, H as in Huey, I as in Ice, A as in Apple.
Okay, perfect. And then your last name?
It's V as in Victor, A as in Apple, L as in Lee, I as in Ice, E as in Edward, R as in Rabbit.
Okay, perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, perfect. And you are a parent. And then may I have your date of birth?
November 3rd, 1983.
And it was November 3rd, 1983?
Yes, ma'am.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then your social?
It's 456-65-4901.
Okay, and again, it was 456-65-4901.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then we do have an email here. It looks like it's N as in Nancy, E, C as in Charlie, O, L, E, and then your last name, V, A, L. IER at gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then may I have your mailing address?
It's going to be 12,000 Martin Luther King Boulevard, apartment 2055, Houston, Texas. 77048.
And that was 12,000 to 12000 Martin Luther King Boulevard, apartment 2055, Houston, Texas, 77084.
77048.
Oh, 48. I'm so sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Are you okay?
And then documentation. You would have official documents to show your power of attorney, like your name's listed on the birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay. And then bear with me. Were there any of the following issues during pregnancy, hyperintensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. And then next year, the birth information. Was your child born prematurely?
Yes.
Okay. And the state he was born in was Texas, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm sorry, some of the questions are a little bit repetitive, so
no,
I apologize in advance. But was your child was your child diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes, NICU, yes.
Okay. Do you know what date estimately he first went into the NICU or was admitted in there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. 06/23/2024.
And then the discharge date when he left there?
Let me remember. The discharge date was August 30th, 2024.
Okay. And then what was his birth weight?
His birth weight was 4 pounds, 5 ounces.
Okay. And then next here, the baby formula usage. So do you know what, or did you say he was being fed the first, like, couple days after he was born, the formula for the start
date? Yeah, the first 10 days.
Okay. So did he start as soon as he was born or, like, the day after? Best to your knowledge.
Soon as he was born, I say 10 days. I remember they saying.
It was 10 days that he was using it?
Yes, ma'am.
Or being fed it? Okay. So, let me go back up here 1 second. So 6/11 was the usage date then?
He was born on June 11th.
June 11th, okay. And then, so 10 days after that would be the 21st?
Yes, that's when they did the test, is on the 21st, yeah.
Okay. And that's when he ended. You said there was roughly 10 days of him being fed the formula. Do you know if he was fed formula or the fortifier in the hospital?
The formula.
Formula, okay. And then you already touched on this a little bit, but as far as the symptoms he experienced after drinking the cow-based milk formula, you said there was green vomit. Green vomit. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Bloody stool and trouble breathing.
Trouble breathing. Okay. And again, there would be medical records, at least with the doctor, for him, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And if need be, you would be able to provide these either via mail or electronically?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then we're going to go over the treatments here next. What kind of treatments or medical procedures did he undergo due to the NEC? Was there, like, antibiotics, a Penrose drain?
I remember them. Let me remember. They stopped all treatment. I think they stopped the feeding.
Mm-hmm.
For vitamin therapies. The NEC or IENTS therapy and extraocular. I can't pronounce that word.
A laparotomy? Laparotomy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and extraocular.
Do you know when's the last time he had treatment related to the issues? The diagnosis?
The diagnosis date?
No. Yeah, whenever he had the surgery, like last treatment for it.
I know he got tested on June 21st, and then he had surgery on July the 2nd.
July 2nd, okay. And then, do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes. His name is Dr. Don, D-O-N, last name, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R.
Okay. And he was at the, the Hospital of Texas.
Yes.
Okay. Was he also the treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay.
He
And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No, ma'am. I am.
Okay, no worries. No worries. And let me make sure nothing else is needed real fast. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
That's okay, okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.